Can you comment on tolerability issues with the various FLT3 inhibitors when they're being given alone, what you see in terms of side effects?
So the newest one, gilteritinib, is pretty well tolerated, I would say. It does have mild GI side effects, can cause some liver test abnormalities, but it's pretty well tolerated. Midostaurin, at the dose we use in leukemia, can have some mild to moderate GI toxicity and some skin toxicity. I mean, I think the best data comes from the RATIFY trial that I mentioned because that was a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial. So the bias about whether you got the drug was eliminated. In that situation, the toxicity profile of midostaurin was the same as the toxicity profile of placebo in terms of grade 3 or 4 toxicities, except for skin rash. That was only grade 3 or 4 toxicity. It was more common in midostaurin than not midostaurin. It was numerically only about 8%.
What about post-transplant maintenance with FLT3? Are you using it, and which agent?
You got theoretically a choice between midostaurin, gilteritinib, and sorafenib. All three are approved. None of them are approved for post-transplant maintenance anyplace. But sorafenib is probably the least well-tolerated, but it's the best studied. Gilteritinib is well-tolerated, but hasn't been proven to be better. And midostaurin's in the middle. It's not that well-studied, and it's probably tolerated someplace between sorafenib and gilteritinib. At the moment, I would not use midostaurin in the post-transplant maintenance setting. I would either use sorafenib or gilteritinib. And right now, at our institution, we use sorafenib because of the aforementioned positive randomized trial, our experience, and also because sorafenib has a different property. It can also augment autoimmunity, which I don't think the other ones have as much ability to do that. So there's a biological rationale beyond just inhibiting the FLT3 cancer cells with sorafenib that may augment GVL effect, graft versus leukemia.
Oh, that's interesting.